This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. King Soopers workers in Metro Denver have approved a new contract. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about the 10-day strike against Kroger, the parent company of King Soopers, during a virtual town hall.
Bottom line is you have some very courageous people out there who are in Colorado who are standing up to a very powerful corporation, the Kroger supermarket, the largest supermarket chain in the country, owned by incredibly wealthy people.
King Soopers workers were striking for increased wages and safer conditions. Denver City Council has approved a $250,000 settlement for a former detention officer in the Sheriff's Department over a lack of breastfeeding accommodations. Lauren Flores says she wasn't given legally required breaks to use a breast pump, which caused her body to stop producing milk earlier than expected. And Flores says her request for a transfer was denied. Most of the Yampa River does not have enough water. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas explains.
There's a growing demand for the shrinking water supply in northwest Colorado. That's led state water officials to now declare most of the Yampa River as over-appropriated. That designation will change how the state issues permits for new water wells in the area. The state will now weigh how new wells might further deplete the flows of the Yampa and how that might hurt other water users. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Cloudy skies tonight for Denver, Fort Collins, and Grand Junction. 5 to 10 degrees overnight. The mountains, a chance of snow showers, and down to zero. This is CPR News.